Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says we'll start out with some morning clouds. That'll give way to afternoon sunshine. Might see a few flurries or even snow showers today. High around 36. In Kenosha right now, it's overcast and 29 degrees. 24 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 29. Also 29 in Racine. Do watch yourself if you're going to be driving or even walking today. There is a lot of ice out there from all the snow that we got, of course, on Friday night into Saturday morning. It froze yesterday. A lot of it is still frozen today. Starting things out below the freezing mark. Take it easy if you're going to be going out today. 2016 proposed budget for the city of Kenosha going to be front and center when the council begins a night of proceedings with a 5 p.m. public hearing on both the general fund and capital improvement budgets. Then it's a committee of the whole review and a final recommendation going to the full council. Among the finance committee's recommendations, $360,000 in the CIP to pave Kennedy Drive from 38th Street to the bathroom area and another $5,000 toward speed bumps. Kennedy Drive's deteriorating condition has been an issue for years. There's also going to be committee review of money toward additional police and fire personnel, as well as more police squads. The Kenosha Council, as a committee of the whole, will offer its final recommendation on the budget tonight. Then the final vote on that budget will be tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. The Racine Unified School Board is going to be talking about major construction contract work and hiring practices at a meeting coming up next month to see if policy language is keeping up with reality. Dennis Weiser recently telling his colleagues the district ought to look at this, if nothing else, as kind of a status update.
We are in the middle of pushing a lot of money out the door. We have some very clear policies on the deck. It wouldn't hurt for us to do a midterm examination of whether our policies are being as effective as we hope they are.
The report to the school board in Racine will include data on current contracts and the number of hours worked by county residents, minorities, even apprentices. Working around everybody's schedule for the holidays, the Kenosha Police and Fire Commission will be looking into the future on the selection of a new police chief. The target date is April 1st. Current Chief John Morrissey having announced he would be stepping down April 20th, same time as Mayor Keith Bosman leaves office. December 2nd, the listed date for interviews with 9 of the 37 applicants. From there, the remaining candidates will be going through an assessment process by the city's hired consultant. That includes problem solving. Eventually, from 3 semifinalists, the new chief will be chosen, Morrissey to help with that transition. The homicide total in Milwaukee got to 132 for the year yesterday with the murder of Timothy Houston. The father of four shot and killed outside of his home near 83rd and Congress. His sister, Bridget Macklin, says that he had no enemies and that her brother had was jumped and killed as he was getting out of his vehicle. No arrests have been made at this point by police in Milwaukee. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Department indicates it was natural causes behind the death of a hunter in the town of Kingston over the weekend. Man died after being rushed to a hospital, reports noting he had a history of heart conditions. Nothing suspicious found in the area where he was stricken of an apparent heart attack, that while dragging a deer to his vehicle. Well, alcohol-related crashes and injuries and fatalities have been cut in half over the past 10 years here in Wisconsin. State Department of Transportation's Randy Romanski with the Bureau of Transportation Safety says several things kind of explain all that, but one very effective tool is the combination of public education and law enforcement efforts.
In some cases, the Wisconsin DOT uses federal funds to support extra police patrols, and they are typically publicized ahead of time. The goal is not to make arrests or issue citations. The whole idea is to encourage all drivers to make responsible decisions and keep people safe.
Law enforcement agencies all around Wisconsin, including southeast corner areas, periodically take part in these special enforcement efforts, watching for impaired drivers. Be expecting that in the coming weeks as well. Flight for Life called for a woman who fell down some stairs last night at a residence of the 1800 block of Heights Drive in Mount Pleasant. South Shore Fire Rescue personnel told about some bleeding from the head. First arriving police officer indicating the victim not doing all that well. The helicopter landed in a lot at Spring Street and Airline Road and took the woman to Frederick Hospital. An elderly man suffered a few burns Sunday night. His pants caught fire at a residence in the 1500 block of South Memorial Drive in the city of Racine. Victim said to be in his 90s, burned on the upper leg. And then about a quarter after 2 this morning, South Shore firefighters dispatched to what had been a fire in the kitchen of a second-floor apartment at 5030 Graceland Boulevard. That fire was out on their arrival, plenty of smoke to be cleared, as well as checking for extension. Part of a wall was charred by the incident. Crews then were called back at about a quarter to 4 for the range hood smoking again. Well, gasoline prices here in Wisconsin are hovering just above $2 a gallon to start the week. AAA indicates the average price has plummeted 23 cents a gallon in just the past week, now to $2.04. Lowest price showing up in the Janesville Beloit area at $1.95, the most expensive gas discovered in La Crosse and Eau Claire. Gasoline nationwide is down 11 cents a gallon to an average of $2.14. If you see a sign posted in a City of Racine parking ramp that says pay before exiting, do you cough up the money before you walk out to wherever you're going or when you drive out the structure with your vehicle? A point of confusion apparently for some. The Transit and Parking Commission got a report recently from Director Mike Meyerly indicating the payment machines were set up to handle when people left with their vehicles.
The logic of the machines is set up so that it works fine if you pay just before you leave in your car. It gives you a grace period of like 10 or 15 minutes to get out. But one of the reasons people have been having difficulties is because if you pay on your way to wherever you're going, and hours may go by, you've now exceeded the grace period.
Under the city's contract with the parking system management firm ABM, customers can push a button to talk to somebody for help. Miley says that has happened quite a few times. Commissioners unanimously recommended adjusting the grace period, which goes along with using the ramps, to cover more than one scenario. On another parking issue, the city realized about $1,900 in revenue from the downtown ramps on Party of the Pavement Day, which affected the number of available free meter spaces out on the streets. Kenosha's Lakeview Technology Academy recently won a $7,000 grant to fund a learning project which ties the development of a ham radio to physics, while also providing insight into how one of the most successful schools around operates. On Gateway Public Radio, Lakeview teacher Tim Overocker said that the project was born out of the creativity of his students last year.
I told these students, I said, I want you to help plan your second half of the course. I want you to find a project that relates electricity, waves, sound, light, and I want you to make it your own. And if you guys can't find something, then I'm going to go to my traditional lectures.
A couple of unsuccessful grant writing efforts led to a social media GoFundMe campaign, and that netted a quick $3,500 to start the ham radio project, leading to a $7,000 grant from a financial services company. Kenosha Unified officials trying to figure out a way to expand Lakeview Technology Academy's efforts without exceeding state-mandated levy limits. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. You can get our newscast and podcast form any time of the day or night. Just look on the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, we'll give you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.